sometimes I forget. Perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom struggling well. Cause we're all in this together. Just Mom struggling well.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. This is the podcast that helps you love your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. We believe perfection is nonsense and peace is just one tiny little perspective shift away.
That's right. And we love getting together and talking to you guys every other week here on the main show. But if you want to hear more,
which we know you do,
pop over to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell.
Yes, Rebecca gives away a $50 Better Life Bag gift card at the end of every Patreon episode. And next week on Patreon, we're going to do a stash it or trash it. So we're beginning to send out items to some strugs so that they can try them with us from their homes.
And they're going to be gross.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're going to be really good.
Yeah.
You never know. But these ones are going to be gross.
They're going to be gross.
So this time we selected three Patreon ladies who are super active in our Facebook group, but next time it's just going to be random. You don't even know what's going to happen next.
Nope.
Could be you.
Always a surprise.
I want to thank these gals for joining us since our last episode. So we have Allison, Anna, April Carey, April Moore, Ariel, Bethany, Kara, Chelsea, Chrissy, Corianne, Dana, Donna, Eileen, Elizabeth, Glorianne, Jennifer, Jill, Julie, Julie Cray, Caitlin, Laura, Jacobs, Laura Tilton, Lauren Fleming, Lindsay, Lisa, Marcy, Megan, Melissa, Meredith, Michelle, Monica Feely, Monica Lyon, Rachel, Anderson, Rachel Strodek.
She lives in Hamtramck.
What?
No way.
Do you know everyone who lives in Hamtramck?
There's like 27,000 of us. No. I do know Rachel.
How do you know her?
She owns, her and her family own a little Polish grocery store in town. It's so cute. She has a Better Life bag and we have kids, you know, so.
How cool.
That's so fun. Hi, Rachel.
All right, Rachel. Nope. Yep. Rochelle, nope.
Okay. Well, it's hard.
Another Rachel, Rachel Shirley, Rebecca Webb,
Rihanna joined?
Rihanna's here. Oh, man. Listen to the pod forever. Okay. Sarah Lehman and Sarah Smith.
You're making all these names up, aren't you? Besides Rachel Shrodek, because I know her. How is it possible that all these people have joined in just 2 weeks?
Isn't it wild?
Yes. Every time. I'm like, there's going to be two names. And you're like, just go on. Yes. 1,000 minutes.
Go on and on and on. I know.
I like all the Monicas because...
Yeah, you relate to
them. If I have to be a friends person, I am a Monica.
I feel like there's a lot of Lauras up in here lately.
We need to see what names are winning.
Yeah.
I really like
to know
that.
I heard a second Ariel. I think this is our second Ariel, unless she left and came back. What a strategy to get your name read more often is just unjoin each month and then rejoin each month and you can get your name read every... Oh, you don't like that idea?
That was bad marketing.
Marketing director says no.
No. Okay, so before we get started though, because I just kept forgetting to put anything on Instagram because Instagram makes me feel a certain kind of way. Sometimes I wanted to thank all the strugs who were the sweetest to us and gave us some cash money to grieve well at the end of our mom's memorial or whatever. I don't know. I just wanted to say thank you. And it was so, I mean, it was the worst to have to go through that, but it was really kind of fun to have some money that we could just treat ourselves with and give ourselves some comfort, because losing your mom, it's like super weird to not have a mom. I don't like it. And so then just to be like, we're going to go out to eat and get whatever we want. And then we're going to get a massage. And I don't know. It just felt like a sweet balm to our souls. And I loved how much Robbie loved getting just sweet gifts from people he didn't even know. So anyway, I just want to say thank you. That was so lovely. And Rebecca, thanks for organizing all that.
Yeah.
That was so sweet.
It was actually inspired by a strug who emailed or messaged me. And she's like, what can we do? And I was like, I don't know. You tell me. And so we came up with some ideas and then just decided to collect money and it just kept coming in. It was really fun. Mm. That was a fun time for me too, just to see how many people love you guys. And I'm so glad that you did something fun with it. I mean, practical would have been fine too. Like the first idea was to use it for shipping costs.
And we did. I used it for a rental car because I wanted to like drive all my mom's plants home, and which I hope I didn't kill them in this freeze that we're having right now. I've like carried them in and the pot's broke and my hands are bloody. I'm like, what in the world is happening? I've been through so much with these plants. Like I've driven across the country with them. So I was like, you won't die on my watch.
And these are very like mature plants. I know that they've been on our grandparents' patio too.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel always guilty, but I feel guilty that we hadn't said thank you before, so thank you for doing that.
Yeah,
money makes me feel so weird. Yeah. And I didn't know how to say it and I didn't know where to say it, so I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, it was really a blessing. I don't know how to grieve well, but certainly a massage helped.
I can imagine.
Thank you.
It was very nice. After all, it was very dirty of a process to clean out a house. No matter how clean the house is, it just, you know, you're not showering, you're not eating properly, all the things. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Sweet ending.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about faith. What does that look like? And I know that Katie doesn't like this topic or it makes her uncomfortable. And I get it. I think it makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to come off the wrong way.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody does. I don't either. But I wrote down some things that I just wanted to share and then we'll see what happens. Let's start with Rebecca said, a 3-minute faith journey synopsis.
So I actually grew up until 8th grade going to a Catholic church. So I was in like CCD classes and all of the...
Hold it. Mm-hmm. What is CCD? You can pause your timer.
I don't know what it... Yeah, thank you. I don't know what it stands for, actually. But it's like Sunday school.
Okay.
And you're just learning about the church. So my parents became believers, like started following Jesus in college through Campus Crusade. But my dad grew up Catholic. And so my mom became Catholic to get married to him. And we grew up in that church until my parents realized that we didn't want to go anymore. Like we were waking up on Sunday and like not like dreading going. And so they searched for more of a lively youth group church, you know, something that a 9th grader would want to go to.
Yeah.
But really that was just all about like boys and social life, less about Jesus and God, you know. But so,
yeah.
So then that's when my like evangelical, just non-denominational church going life started. I got involved with a group called the Navigators that really taught me how to read my Bible and how to get something out of it. As with everything, there's positives and negatives to like every denomination, every church. That specific organization became more about doing things for the approval of others rather than reading my Bible to get to know God. It was more, I read it because I knew someone was going to ask me what I got out of it and I wanted it to be a really great answer. And so then I went through this really long period of not reading my Bible and choosing not to feel guilty about that because that was not the defining criteria of if God loves me, you know, like because I read my Bible, God loves me. That's kind of what I thought. And so I went through a period of just kind of rebellion, but in that rebellion, realizing like, oh, God still loves me, even though I didn't have a quiet time every single day. Actually, it's maybe been months. So that was really a freeing time. We also have been very unchurched, like since we moved to Hamtramck 11 years ago, we've bounced around from church to church. We've not gone to church. I think having young babies has always made it really hard. They hate the nursery. So then I'm like, why am I even here? I'm stuck in the lobby. Neil's work schedule. Just so many different things have been huge barriers to us getting plugged into a church. So we have for a long time not had any church community. We recently, before COVID... like 2 months before COVID, found a church we like and started attending. And now it's all been virtual. So we're trying to figure out like, oh, how do we attend church virtually? And anyway, so I feel like I grew up Catholic and then evangelical. And now I'm just trying to kind of figure out what does my faith mean to me and God without religion involved. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I don't have answers to that. I feel like I'm questioning a lot of things that I grew up knowing and believing. And a lot of that's been spurred by Jonah asking really intense questions that I don't have the answers to. And that have made me like, yeah, what is the Bible like inherent and like the end all be all? It contradicts itself a million times. Like it says this certain thing, like women should cover their heads, but we don't do that anymore because it's not culturally appropriate. So what does that mean for this? You know, like it just, his questions have really, whereas I used to just take everything I heard as truth, have really made me go back to like the drawing board. And I feel like I'm kind of swirling because of that. And, not super grounded, to be completely honest. Yeah. Trying to figure out what to do with that, you know, but.
Yeah. Can I ask, how old is he?
He's 11.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's always been a deep thinker.
Yeah.
I don't think every 11-year-old is asking, like, how can we trust that the Bible is true, you know? And.
Yeah.
But he definitely is, and it's really challenged me. And it scares me, too, when he started asking those questions, to be honest. It shook my faith. Like, wait, we don't ask those questions, you know, we just believe it is true because we're told it's true, and if it's not true, then I can't deal with that, you know. Like, that was my immediate reaction to him. But I just really think, like, God has us all in such a unique journey. I don't have to be afraid of questions, you know, my questions, his questions. I think all questions are good. I'm just gonna keep asking all the ones that feel scary and wrong to ask. I'm just gonna keep asking. So,
yeah, I love that.
Absolutely.
I keep a list of questions in the back of my Bible and it's long.
Ooh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, a lot of question marks in my Bible.
Yeah, for sure.
Where do you go for the answers to those, Kate?
I don't know. I guess I should have to ask him when I see him.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's like things to wrestle with. Not really. I don't think there is an answer anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, I think some of our questions we will never have an answer, like a satisfying enough answer for.
Yeah.
Hey guys, taking a quick break from this episode to tell you about another one of my casual confessions. Sometimes, if my eye makeup is passable on day two, I just rock it. Do you do that too? I love a simple makeup routine, but if I can skip a day with that little trick, I don't see the problem in that. What it boils down to is that most of us want a simple and personalized way to explore our beauty options. Especially if, like me, you're less beauty obsessed and more, as Birchbox puts it, beauty casual. The best way to really get to know new products is with expert guidance from Birchbox. Birchbox is a service that exists to simplify all of the beauty and grooming product options out there for you. I love that their experts feel like friends. Instead of overwhelming me with every product out there, they only tell me about products that are gonna be worth checking out specifically for me. Every month, Birchbox experts select 5 deluxe size samples tailored to your unique beauty profile. They put together a cheat sheet that tells you what to use each product for and how, and wrap it all up in a beautifully designed acrylic box. You can test drive products at your own pace on your own terms. This month, among the 5 items I received, I've really still been loving and using that tinted lip and cheek cream that I mentioned in the last ad. Neil, even one day when I came down wearing it, told me that I looked really beautiful. So, I'm loving trying these things before purchasing the full size. When you find something you like my lip and cheek compact that I love so much, you can buy the full size on Birchbox.com and earn loyalty points doing it. And if something's not for you, well, you haven't had to spend a ton of time, money, or effort finding that out. Join the Birchbox community today by heading over to Birchbox.com/MSW and use the promo code MSW to get 50% off your first box when you subscribe for at least 3 months. That's 50% off. The promo code again is MSW at Birchbox.com/MSW. 50% off your first Birchbox. Birchbox.com/MSW, promo code MSW.
You want my 3-minute and 30-second story?
Yeah.
I've told it on the podcast before. We grew up going to church, really actually active in church. We grew up in a Lutheran church. And I guess just after high school, I moved out, didn't have to go anymore. You know, I wasn't involved in that community anymore. I moved all the way across the country. And I just really, I wasn't upset about it. I just didn't think about it. I didn't think about God. I didn't think about going to church. But when I would go to church with Emily or, you know, Christmas or whatever holiday, I found myself at church very open to it. And then I would always just cry and cry and cry through the whole service. So always felt a pull. And then started going in Virginia maybe like 4 years ago. And loved that church, loved the community, was baptized there because I wanted to do that as an adult and make my own, you know, declaration. It felt wonderful. And then we moved away. Haven't gone to church really since. We've probably gone to a couple here in Connecticut. Didn't really love any of them. Now with COVID, I feel super excited that I don't have to look for a church anymore. My husband does not go to church with us. He never has and he never will. And
how do you feel about that?
It's not really an issue for me because I have felt a lot of pressure before to go to church and to have faith, and I didn't I didn't feel compelled to do that at that time. And so I, you know, felt a lot of resentment, unfortunately, towards my mom and my sister who were trying to do the right thing, you know. But I was young and had walls up, and I don't want to do that to anybody else. So I would never, it doesn't bother me that he doesn't come, and I like that he knows what he likes, and that's fine with me.
Yeah.
The kids have never asked, why doesn't Dad go to church? And I know they will eventually, and I'll just say, you're going to have to talk to Dad about that.
Good answer.
Yeah.
I like that you're not being angry about it and pushy because it isn't going to do anything anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's always been very respectful to me about it. You know, he doesn't fun of me or anything about religion, even though it's not for him for sure. And I think he thinks it's a little childish, or he's just so practical that it just does not compute for him.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. So
I'm not saying this is how he feels, but I often think, man, if this is all just a made up thing to make us feel better, this is like the biggest hoax of all time. But if it's not, like, I just want to be a part of it because I'm not willing to take the chance that it's not, you know. But I definitely, a lot of times I'm like, oh, do we say these things like God doesn't give you more than you can handle just to make us feel better? Or does he really not give us more than we can handle? Is that even a Bible verse? I don't.
It's not.
See, this is where I feel like I'm just trying to peel away what is like the cultural thing that I grew up with believing and what is actually Jesus and things that he says.
Yeah.
Because I don't want it to be cheesy. Like, I want it to be real, and I have good answers for my kids when they ask the hard questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that it feels cheesy sometimes.
Yeah. So for me, I was raised going to the same church Katie did because we are sisters. I always have been incredibly moved by thoughts of God and talk about God, and I would always, like, whenever I'd get solos, I would sing them at church. We were always involved in the choir, and I would like tear up while I was singing them, and to where it was like, that's a weird crying girl again. Like, I just, so I think to me, it just always meant a whole lot. And so then, I kind of started like the Lutherans, I think maybe our situation or whatever, they didn't really read the Bible so much. And so in high school, I became friends with a girl who was like, oh, well, that's actually not in the Bible. And this is, you know, here's a Bible. And then so I started reading the Bible and I was like, oh, yeah, this is kind of different. And so that's when I would say I became like started considering myself somebody who really knew what was in the Bible. And then I went to a Christian college and was a missionary for a little bit. So, you know, that means I'm super spiritual. No, it doesn't, but those things happened. And then now, I don't know, I think going back to work full time, it's been like 3 years now. It's been really hard for my faith to be out in the world where so many people aren't Christians. And I have to really be honest with myself about how I don't necessarily always look that different than they do, and I don't like that. Also, knowing that I'm an Enneagram 1 and appropriate is a big deal to me, and I think that following the Lord is appropriate, then I wonder if that's my driving force and not that this is true. Although I do know that this is true, but then when I, you know, just living your daily life, it's hard to have that as the center or not forget. You know, anyway, so And then also, it's very tricky. The homosexuality thing has been really hard for me lately because, oh man, some tears are going to overcome these antidepressants. this doesn't happen a lot. Oh man, sometimes they win. Very rarely though. But so many transgender and homosexual people where I work. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it. I wish that wasn't a thing. Appropriateness, the Bible's either true or it's not. And it doesn't say, take the parts you like.
Yeah.
And if we do take the parts we like, then we're saying, I know better than you, God. I don't want a God that I know better than. I don't even want a God that I'm the same as. I want somebody that I have to serve, whether I like it or not, which is that's what we want our kids to do. We would not ask us a bunch of questions and be a jerk about it. Just go with what I say because I know more than you. So if that's true about the Lord, I just hate some of the things. So the homosexuality thing is a problem for me. And also I'm in Joshua and just everybody's getting killed. Like he's just like wiping out everybody and he's telling him to do it. And so I'm just like, why is everybody dying? If you love everybody, then why are you saying to destroy them? So I don't know. It's silly to me that at 41, I'm starting to wrestle with these things, but it's really important to me to have integrity in who I am and in my faith, but I'm not willing to change what I say because it makes me feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, like that's based on your feelings. And I just that's not an integrous way to live your life as a Christian. And so it was a lot easier to have a lot of hard stands on things when I didn't know the people.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the topics that has rocked my faith for 3 or 4 years, as more and more people that I know and love are starting to say that they are homosexual. I have wrestled with that a lot, you know, and then it really comes down to exactly what you said, like either the Bible is true or it's not true. And honestly, like I don't have an answer to that right now. And I feel like I used to have an answer to that. And I don't have one right now. And it's scary because then if it's not true, like, what do we go to? Like, what is true? Where's the answer of truth?
Yeah.
And that feels very scary to not have that figured out
because of the things that you, like, exactly what you've said. I mean, I'm going to go a little bit into this topic, which is just very new to me. So I hate that this is recorded because maybe I'll change my mind like 2 years from now. But this is where I am as of February 2021. There are things in the Bible that we don't do anymore. I mean, like covering our heads as women.
Yes.
That were culturally appropriate at the time and are no longer. So like exactly like you said, how do we weed that out? Okay, well, we don't have to cover our heads when we pray anymore. So what else do we not have to do, or what else is like more just a cultural thing? And then also like the homosexuality topic, people are saying when you take that, like that word did not exist in the original language. And when you go back to the original language, that word does not mean a committed relationship. Like it means something different. And I'm very uneducated in this and I wish, like I want to search it out and I want to ask all the hard questions and I want to pray and I want to read both sides of the argument. I want to read, but I am very unclear on that specific topic. And part of me, like if I were just to be honest, is, I mean, I grew up 100% it's a sin, you know? But now I just feel like, why isn't it? Like why, other than those 6 verses or however many there are, and why is it a sin if someone is in a committed relationship?
I get what you're saying, and I feel the same way, and that's the only way that I can deal with it is to write it down in the back of my Bible as a question, because I can't throw it all out.
I know, yeah.
But I feel so strongly about it. We're all 3 crying over the same thing. This it is very deep, fast. Emotional. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think what is so important, though, and this is going to be like the watershed issue of our whole generation or whatever, and it is, who is trying to make you believe which side? You know what I mean? Like, it's important to, like, actually look at it without a slant to get you to believe a certain thing. And that's what I think is hard. I don't know. I don't believe that it's a cultural thing. I don't believe that it's in a list of, you know, don't do, you know, cover your head and don't be gay. And all those things aren't said in such a way that I believe that they're a cultural thing. But again, like you, I need to look into it more. But like you, it was easier for me in the past to just be like, yeah, it's not the right thing. The other concern, though, for me is like, am I this swayed by culture that when more and more people say that it's a thing, you know, like also coming down the pike, and I every day have to call girls boys and boys girls at work. We never would have thought that was a thing that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So if we aren't careful to stand firm on what we know is true, are we going to be calling people German Shepherds because that's what they identify? I am a unicorn. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've got to be careful or we're going to look up and we're so far afield that we had no idea because we're not holding on to anything that's true anymore. But holding on to things that are true is incredibly upsetting sometimes. Mm-hmm.
They feel like separate things to me. I understand where you're coming from.
What things? What two?
Like gender and sexual orientation?
Just being a Christian, I don't know how to say it because I don't believe this. It's okay to call someone they and still be a Christian. That's how I feel.
Okay. But the idea of that gender is not a big deal and it's fluid is not a biblical principle.
I get that.
You know, it says one of the first verses that he made male and female. And so it just feels like the more you throw out, the more it's all up in the air, you know? And I think that there's even, this sounds so stupid, but there are even people who think that if you are an adult and you have sex with a kid, as long as the kid is not, like, in pain, then it's consensual. Well, right now, today, we think that's ridiculous and so wrong. Right. But historically, we would have thought things today that are fine were ridiculous and so wrong. Mm-hmm. So that's the concern is the slide to who knows where, that if we don't take a stand on what's true, but that doesn't make it, I don't
know. Yeah.
Things are feeling real blurry and I don't like it. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really, really hard topic.
I think it is important though, to be honest with God. And I, in my journal and quiet times, am still entering into these conversations with him and having talks that make me uncomfortable, and I feel like that's better than not.
For sure.
I feel like wrestling with him is better than not.
Yeah.
Although mm-hmm. it's easier not to. I think these are big enough topics, and he cares about us. I know that from experience, and I know that he is present with us, and he's near, and he wants the wrestling. He's not against that. And so I would just encourage us to wrestle and then ultimately submit to whatever he says is true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we all have been given the Holy Spirit. And like, again, this is so hard to discern. Like, what is the Holy Spirit talking? And when is it like what we want to be telling ourselves talking? But it makes me feel better to know, like, I don't have to necessarily decide all of this stuff. It's okay if I die and I still don't have an answer to if this is okay or not. Or, you know, just this one example. And the people that I love who are choosing this lifestyle, or, I mean, there's another, like, answer. Is someone born this way or is it a choice? I feel like if I could mm-hmm. know that answer, then so much more would be clear to me. You know, like, if it's someone's born this way, I don't believe God would make someone born into, something that's a sin. But if it's a choice, then that feels different. You know, like, all these questions just have a deeper question underneath that I don't have the answer to. But I think you're right with, like, those people who are choosing that lifestyle, if they are followers of Jesus, like, they've been given the Holy Spirit, and their story is not over either. You know, like, their journey is not over, and I don't know. This is a really hard topic for me.
It is. Something that I just read today, I was doing that Seamless Bible study. She was talking about God tests us, but he doesn't tempt us, and the difference between testing and temptation, and I really liked that.
Hmm. What was your thought on it before?
Nothing, really. I hadn't thought about it.
Okay.
I kind of thought of them as, like, the same thing, but they're completely different. Yeah. Like, we are not set up to fail, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. But we will be tested, but we're not set up to fail, and that makes me feel very warm inside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I wanted to take a quick break to share with you one of today's sponsors, New Calm. Quality sleep is a hot commodity in this day and age, and I've shared before that I've had trouble sleeping recently. I find myself wide awake in the middle of the night. Nothing had been working. I've tried my favorite tea, melatonin, counting sheep. I've tried everything and I was having no luck. But one thing has worked for me and it's NuCalm. NuCalm has changed my daily routine for the better. I just pop these comfy eye covers on, sit back and enjoy the calm when I'm up way too dang early. What I love about NuCalm is that it was created to help people sleep better without needing to take medication. Their all natural, reliable system makes you sleep better by flipping your switch from just tired to powerfully relaxed. NuCalm primes your body and mind so that you can receive the deep and restorative sleep that you need. The system uses cutting-edge neuroscience, and it consists of three non-invasive, non-pharmaceutical items, all of which are included in your monthly subscription, and it costs less than a daily cup of coffee. The whole process is easy to use and to work into your daily routine to achieve better sleep, reduce your stress, and boost your recovery. So do what I did. Own the day with NuCalm and make 2021 the year you improve your sleep. We have a special link set up specifically for moms struggling well, so go to mswnucalm.com. and you'll get 50% off your 30-day subscription, plus the money-back guarantee. That's mswnucalm.com, mswnucalm.com.
Okay, so what do y'all's quiet times or your abide times or your times with God, what does that look like?
I don't do it as often as everybody else seems to be doing it. That's for sure.
Well, don't go off of Instagram and just, you can snap a picture of your open Bible and then
walk away.
Yeah,
that's true.
So that's funny.
I mean, in my ideal world, I get to go to Starbucks by myself with a Bible and a journal and a coffee. I mean, there's been two things in my past. Again, I have not had a quiet time in 2021. But I often want to. Like, it's this fight against my flesh of, it's not that I don't have the time, you know, like, I have time to scroll Instagram. I could do a devotional on YouVersion in that time that I'm, you know, I have one hand while I'm nursing and I can do that. I just am choosing not to right now. But in the times where I look back on things that have been helpful for me getting back into a quiet time have been Cultivate What Matters, Write the Word journals. Have you guys seen those?
By Laura Casey, right?
Yeah. At one point, I bought all of them because they're pretty on a shelf. So they're like all these different colors. And on one side of the journal is a scripture and you just copy it from the Bible. And something about just writing it and someone telling me what to write has been nice. And then on the other side, you get to journal about like what you thought about. So that's been a nice thing when I want to get back into quiet times and I don't know where to start. I'll like grab one of these journals.
I like that.
And I also really like Paul David Tripp.
The New Morning Mercies.
Yes, New Morning Mercies. I just love his take on scriptures and like this is an excellent devotional to get to ease yourself back into quiet times.
Yeah. I like Streams in the Desert. It's for when you're upset. Is that by him too? No, it's an older devotional, but it's for like if you're depressed, which I usually am. I'm always in a desert place, and so I'm really not. Thankfully, with my SSRI, I'm in a much better place.
But what is SSRI? What?
Oh, my antidepressant.
Sorry. Oh, I'm glad.
Not everyone's a psych nurse. I forget.
I feel like Grandma does that one. Does Grandma do that? Streams in the Desert?
Oh, I thought, I'm like, I don't know if she's on an antidepressant.
That's what I thought you were talking about, too.
I don't think that's our story to tell, frankly.
Rebecca, I noticed that you're remarkably good at doing things with one hand.
Thanks.
You just did a lot of reaching and opening of a book with one hand, and I don't know how you did
that. I utilize my chin as well. I don't. So good. The chin is a great, second hand.
I've been doing just trying to get up early and reading one chapter and then writing one sentence about what happened, basically. And then, so who cares? So what? So what?
How do you know where to read? Are you following a plan or do you just choose a book to go through?
No, I'm just reading through Joshua right now and everybody's being killed and all the lands being taken. And then sometimes you can't keep it, the stuff you take, and sometimes you can. It's just feeling a little arbitrary, but...
Yeah.
But it's good. There's a lot of really good stuff that I'm pulling out of it. Frankly, I'm sometimes doing it to model it for my kids because I'd like them to have that as a thing they do, but I don't want to be... I don't know why we think it doesn't really apply to us as much as it is important for our kids to do. Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
Yeah. So. Well, I didn't start going back to church until I had kids and I was like, I should be taking them to church.
Isn't that funny? You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So another thing, have you guys heard, this is so bougie, Have you heard of Paul's Leather Company's Bibles?
No.
Paul's Leather Company?
Oh, yes. Paul's Leather Company. He covers Bibles in genuine leather, and they smell good. This was before I started wondering if the Bible is actual truth or not. I have been buying one for each one of my kids to journal in, like, to do my quiet times and journal, and then someday I will give it to them, like, with all my journals. I don't know if it'll be when they leave the house or when they get married or when I die, but I'm trying to collect one of each. I have to buy five now.
That's a lot of Bibles.
That's a lot of Bibles. But something about having a new Bible, like a fun Bible, also makes me want to open it more. So maybe, like, if someone's needing to get back into the routine, like, maybe you need a new Bible. And yeah, that could make it more exciting. Or new pens. Or a new journal. Or, I don't know, something fresh, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I like the mild liners, the highlighters that are a little bit mild.
Yeah. You showed us those in Ohio, right?
Yeah, I use those. I love them. Well, I don't feel like this has been incredibly encouraging.
I think it is. I mean, I would like to listen to somebody have a conversation about faith where there are no answers, to be honest. Like, I feel like...
And yeah, it's not all cheery and...
No, yeah.
Blowing smoke. I'm not into it.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a whole lot of truth. Like, there's a whole lot of happiness, and I don't always feel happy when I'm in the Bible.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that a lot of people are going to be mad, and so yeah, if you're feeling mad, that's fine. You can be mad. I mean, I've been told that I'm a bad mom because I'm not homeschooling. I have been given the side eye because I work full time. People have all kinds of feelings, but I think we're being honest, and I think that there's something beautiful about that, and I think that as long as we keep seeking God and wanting to know what He wants and what is true, then there's nothing wrong with being in a place. And I think that our culture right now it's really in a lot of turmoil. There's something beautiful about the wrestling. Who is it that got their hip dislocated? Jacob?
Oh, I just read this. Literally today. And then he changed his name to... Oh, crap. I feel like I have a learning disability. I cannot remember this stuff.
I think he changed his name to Israel. Does that sound right?
Yes, Israel. Mm-hmm, yeah.
We're in a wrestling hip dislocation place. And I think there's beauty in that just as much as having a deep peace about what you believe as well.
Yeah,
for sure. And I love that we can talk about it. I mean, this is the first time the three of us have talked about that topic, but, or, you know, just the fact that we're all, like, questioning in general. But I think it's important to talk to our friends about, like, hey, I don't know if the Bible's true anymore. You know, like, it's freeing. And then it allows us to have conversations and someone else can be praying and digging with us. And maybe they have questions and we just need to start talking more.
Be honest about it, for heaven's sakes.
It's not embarrassing. Or it shouldn't be.
It is embarrassing, though. I don't want anyone to know my questions in the back of my Bible. That feels so embarrassing.
I imagine, like, if you're on your deathbed, there's just, like, one smoldering paper. It's the back of the Bible questions. Kay doesn't want anybody to know them. That's so funny. All right, well, let's be done with this for maybe ever. can we say what's killing us softly other than what just happened?
Giving me life, killing me softly.
Do your kids listen to YouTubers?
Yeah.
I cannot understand them. I can't stand listening to their voice. They just talk incessantly. There's no pause for a breath. They're so animated, and I get it. You can't video yourself playing Minecraft and not say anything. You have to be like, and now I'm climbing to the top of the mountain. Oh, look, there's a creeper. Let me kill him with my, like, oh my gosh. Shut up. Just let me watch you climb the mountain and turn on some classical music. Something.
It is. It's so extreme and extra. The only thing that I have set limits on their little tablets for is YouTube. I'm like, you can watch like 10 minutes a day to catch yourself right on up. And then we're not enough time to get new interests on YouTube.
New content. Yeah. So good. That's a deep, talk about slippery slopes. Man, YouTube is a slippery slope. So, yeah, but those little voices, bless their hearts. If I was making $1 million for everyone, too, maybe I would have such an animated voice.
When we think of health, we tend to think of exercising regularly, eating right, and getting 8 hours of sleep. But, you know, mental health is just as important as physical health. It's something we talk about all the time on the show. I made a pact with my siblings beginning in 2021 that we will keep up with our physical and mental health appointments. It is not easy to do that, I'm finding out. And I know it can be hard to talk to someone about difficult stuff. That's why PlushCare makes it easy to connect with a doctor wherever you are, whenever you're ready. PlushCare's primary care physicians are here to help you 7 days a week, help you start feeling better as soon as possible. In addition to handling ongoing and urgent care, they treat a wide range of common mental health issues like anxiety, depression, or trouble sleeping. If you're feeling down, worried, or not like yourself, you can book a same-day appointment and see a PlushCare doctor from the comfort of your home using your cell phone or your computer. They discuss treatment options with you and have prescriptions sent to your local pharmacy if needed. PlushCare accepts most major insurance and is available in all 50 states. I love that scheduling an appointment is easy. I'm a big fan of taking appointments from the comfort of my own home. I don't know about y'all, but I'm getting very used to that. I've browsed through their website and it's super easy to navigate. I think that PlushCare is a great option for prescription refills because it's one of my, I think that PlushCare is a great option for prescription refills because that is one of my least favorite things to drive to the doctor for. PlushCare makes it easier than ever to take care of yourself, inside and out. You can start your free membership today if you go to plushcare.com/MSW. If you want to start a free 30-day trial, that's plushcare.com/MSW for a free 30-day trial. plushcare.com/MSW.
So something that's killing me softly right now is that in this new role as a nurse manager, I don't know what I'm doing. And every time somebody adds me on an email and asks me for my, they'll like at me so that I have to like answer, but I'm like, I don't know. And so I'm constantly not knowing everything for 40 hours a week. And it just feels like a lot. But I have a really nice office and I love that. So I cannot know in the privacy of my own room.
Well, you know where all the face masks are and the extra hand sanitizer, right? So if anyone runs out.
They are behind a bookshelf. I angled it on a corner and threw those bad boys behind it.
See, we knew you'd come up with a solution.
Yeah, it's cute in there, but I don't know what I'm doing. It's wearing. You know what I mean? And I talked to my counselor about it, and I was like, they only hired me because there was nobody else in the world that could do it, and like, you know, whatever. And she's like, well, you know, there's probably some things you don't know, but like, maybe have you noticed how sometimes you tend to do this? You know, I'm like, it's kind of helping me remember that I do this all the time. So anyway, this is really, it's at a 10 right now, my not knowing, my insecurity about it. So anyway.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Do you just respond and say, I don't know? Or is there someone you can ask and you just feel like bad about asking a lot?
Yeah. The good thing is I'm building my kind of network of the people who I can who do know. I'm learning who knows who. But the other thing is, like, I'm also dealing with tons of dietitians and tons of therapists and then all the people who are really important and above them. And I don't know anybody's name or what they even do. So it just, the barrage of new information, I can't.
Yeah.
Right. Are you one of those people that's really good at remembering people's names?
I'm not really good. Add to that masks. Makes it very difficult. Oh, and add to that, I'm only seeing their tiny little profile picture through an email. Some of them I haven't even ever met. So it just feels like a bunch of letters. I can't make sense of it.
Yeah.
On top of all the new patients, and you've got to know what's going on with them and their parents. It just feels like 1 million people, and I don't know. That's just my, the banner over me is I don't know.
It's no longer love. Isn't that a song?
It's no longer, no. It's not love. It's IDK. So, anyway, what about you, Katie?
All right, what's killing me softly is I rode really hard for keto. And now I've switched doctors, like you did recently, Rebecca. And this new doctor gave me like a full panel workup. And then she called me and she's like, you have high bad cholesterol. I'm like, what? So I read about it was like, well, tell me what to do, because I realized, like, my body is now using fat as energy, which sounds disgusting, but it's a plan, and I'm doing that plan, so now what do I do? And she's like, you see a dietitian, but I'm against that.
You're against it?
Sounds like magician, and I don't want to go see another doctor. Oh, it's too God. Much.
This is the best.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Now I'm like, okay, what am I eating that is all this bad cholesterol, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's everything I'm eating. Shellfish? I didn't know that was bad for you.
A lot of cholesterol in shrimp.
Yeah.
Surprising. Yeah.
Whatever. It's not going well, and so now I have to do something else.
I feel like your doctor should have the answers. I don't like that she or he just said, go to a dietitian.
Well, the doctor will give you statins to lower your cholesterol,
okay,
which can cause diabetes. It's just way better to lower your cholesterol naturally.
Okay.
By changing your diet.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And if something rhymes, doesn't mean it's the same.
I'm going to look into that, but I don't believe you. I came out of that appointment with other things. I had to go see a podiatrist because I've got an ankle injury. And a dietitian, and it's just too much. I can't go to all these new places.
Okay, yeah. First of all, we made a pact as siblings that we are going to take... Oh, you guys, she's bracing herself. She's rolling those eyes. We decided we were going to take care of ourselves, and that is something you need to do. So, the end.
I took care of myself by going to get a physical. I did not sign up to see a magician. They're different. Here's the thing. Something that is good is I figured out that bread is not great for me. Sugar is not great for me. So probably I know how to eat correctly. I'll probably have to go more paleo than keto. So I'll have some more apples. Everything's fine. Just feel irritated by it.
Apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Oh, man. So
I knew that years ago.
See?
What's giving you life, Rebecca?
I switched car insurance, and I saved.
Oh, my gosh. Who is the sponsor of the show?
No, this is so true, but I feel like a commercial. I saved over $1,000 a month by switching.
No.
Totally serious. We were paying outrageous numbers. Like $1,700 a month for our car insurance. Now, Detroit has like one of the nation's most expensive car insurance zip codes for whatever reason. So
really?
It's insane. So we're kind of known for having really high insurance. But I also think it's one of those things like your internet provider where they lock you in at a really good deal. But then the small print is in. So we hadn't switched car insurance for years, like 12 years. But so I think it crept up a little higher every year until suddenly, like, my entire paycheck was going to car insurance.
And, my goodness.
Yeah, so we're saving, like, $12,000 a year just by switching to a different Progressive. We went to Progressive.
All right.
So just go shop around, ladies. Shop around. See if you can do the same.
That's one of the most exciting things about being an adult.
I know.
That's such an adult move.
I know.
Yeah, I'm excited that we're getting our bathroom remodeled and the kids are getting their bathroom remodeled. And I talk about it so much that the kids, it's their bathroom is getting remodeled. And they're like, we don't care. It's like, you guys, it's amazing.
Ever since you told me about your bathtub that you're getting, I have put that on a high list of priorities for my next house. Like, you know how I look at Zillow because we're moving in like 2 years. So I need to start shopping. Like suddenly a huge bathtub is on my, like if it doesn't have one, I'm like, sorry, I can't buy this house.
No.
So you
ruined
me. You
could have it switched. I'm sorry. But you could switch it out.
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. Just look for something that has potential.
That's true.
So something that's giving me life right now is, you know, I've had to start wearing actual clothes to work, and I bought some teaks. Have you seen those?
Pants or shoes or what are
they're
they?
They're like ballet flat type of shoes.
They fold in half, right? That's like their selling point.
It is, but I don't know why. Who cares? You know?
Good point.
It's just for packing.
I guess,
like,
but how
it's
often
like tricks
are you like,
at the lunch table?
Gosh, I really wish these shoes folded in half. That's my biggest complaint about these shoes. Always trying to fold them in half and they won't do it. Anyway, so they fold in half, but they're just really comfy and I think they're really cute and I love them right now.
Yay.
That's great. What color are they?
Grayish black, like a dark gray.
Are all the soles teal?
Yeah.
I know a lot about teaks.
Here, Katie, do you want to see them fold in half? Look at, life-changing. I don't understand why they need to fold in half.
You have to wear socks with those guys?
I don't. Maybe you should have.
Man, I would stink those up in an instant.
Right. Yeah, you probably would need socks. It didn't occur to me to wear socks.
Something I loved as a child was this summer camp that my mom and her friends put on for us every summer. It was called Sunshine Club, and every week had a different theme, like rainbows or watercolor or sewing. We painted huge murals, we sewed pajama shorts, and we learned how to watercolor the sunset. It was pretty epic, if I'm allowed to use that word. We all have memories and experiences from childhood that shaped who we are today. With a KiwiCo subscription, you and your child get everything needed to create unforgettable moments shipped right to your door. KiwiCo's fun and innovative crates provide engaging science and art projects for kids of all ages, literally all ages. From trailblazing toddlers to more experienced explorers in every stage in between. KiwiCo is something that I have loved to gift my kiddos for years now. What I like most about the crates is how everything you need comes in one box ready to go. My kids squeal with delight when they see the KiwiCo delivery on the porch. We personally love the age-appropriate crates, but did you know you can also go to their website and just purchase their best-selling projects like light-up speakers and robots? What? The next project we want to do in our family is this cute neon wall art that they can create and hang in their bedrooms. I think Clara specifically will love it. Your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every month. KiwiCo takes exploration to new heights, from sailing to the solar system, harnessing a hydraulic claw, playing pinball, conducting colorful chemistry, and so much more. And unboxing a crate feels just as exciting as receiving it. It truly does. Everything they need is inside each colorful crate so your child can get started right away. It's hard to find new creative ways to keep those kids busy while stretching their brain, especially now. KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend more quality time tackling projects together. Get real high-quality engineering, science, and art projects for children and the kid at heart. With different crates for kids of all ages, there's literally something for every kid on your list. Did you know they even have panda kits for littles 0 to 2 years old? We had those coming for Gavin for the first 2 years of his life, and everyone had a good time opening that crate and playing with Gavin with the things inside. There's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel your subscription anytime. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid at KiwiCo. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with the code MSW at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com with the promo code MSW.
All right, what's giving me life is, you know, last week my eyelashes, I was having a hard time with them curling or staying straight right down into my eyes. Well, Astrug a while ago suggested, this must have been when we were in Ohio, we're talking about mascara a lot in stories. Somebody suggested, and I wrote it down in my phone as like future things to buy, because sometimes I feel really guilty. Always feel guilty for like buying fun things that I don't really need mascara right now, but I want it in the future, so I'll just put it on this list. And so I got a primer, L'Oreal Voluminous Primer Mascara, which I've never messed around with before, and I might not be using it right, but I like it because you pop it on, and I know, Rebecca, you like a chunky mascara. Instead of getting chunky, it keeps my eyelashes more like workable. Right? So it goes on like whitish and then it dries kind of clear. But before it dries, I put on the mascara and it just, everything works better. It stays up out of my eyes. That doesn't flake off at all. So I'm using that primer, which I may be using it wrong, because if you want a chunky mascara, you could probably let that stuff dry and then kind of layer it on top. And I bet that would make you very happy. And then the mascara that she suggested, I don't know this drug's name, it was a long time ago, is Cabaret Premier, and it's really good. So that's that. I got them both on Amazon.
That's great.
And they weren't crazy expensive. Yeah.
I need to go after this and get a moisturizer. Speaking of that stuff, what do you use? Something about clouds?
Peter Thomas Roth Water Drench Hyaluronic Cloud Cream.
Okay, cool.
Which I always thought that was hydrolonic, but there's no D in there.
Huh, hyaluronic.
Gotta like... Hyaluronic.
It sounds like you're drunk.
Yeah, just for that one word.
Yeah. Oh, man, that stuff's so good. I'm so excited for you. You know what? At Ulta last week, they had it with a free full-size eye cream, too.
At Ulta?
At Ulta.
All right. I'm doing it.
Speaking of eye cream, have you guys seen that TikTok going around? I don't watch TikTok, but they go on Instagram somehow. I don't understand. But the girl who put eye cream on the back of her hand and then would apply it to her eyes, she noticed after 10 years that the hand that she put the eye cream on was smooth and the one that she didn't pump it onto first was all wrinkly and old lady-like.
So it really does do something.
I guess eye cream works. We always wonder if it does or not, but that was such a good experiment.
It's really good because you'd have to put it on only one eye and then wait a decade.
Exactly.
You don't want to.
But that, no, I understand, like, someone who pumps it on their hand first to then apply it has the best scientific experiment out there. So
that's great. Oh my gosh. Speaking of TikTok, which I don't even know how to use that app, so I'm like even more removed than you. Did you hear about the girl who put Gorilla Glue on her hair?
Yes.
To, like, flatten it down. She put the spray Gorilla Glue, and then, as luck would have it, it didn't work well. She had to go to the emergency room and have it, like, and it still didn't work. Oh,
she had to go to California to meet with a specialist who's, they're undergoing, like, a five-hour procedure. I don't understand all of it, but she raised, like, $20,000 on GoFundMe. So, I don't know, maybe it was working out well. Katie, you have a question?
Couple. Why? Now, she's just glued her hair to her scalp?
Okay, so she's a black lady, and so she's got, they instead of using, like, maybe, like, a grease or an oil or something.
Right.
It just was out of that, and so she, maybe instead of using hairspray, she just used spray Gorilla Glue.
Now, but what's the problem? Why can't she just shave her head?
Oh, because she probably doesn't want to.
I never thought about that.
But what are we doing? What are we doing in California?
The Gorilla Glue hair specialist is in California.
Oh, okay.
Gorilla Glue's response to it, like their official response, was quite hilarious and worth looking up. It's like, this is an unusual situation.
That makes sense because one of the Strugs posted something about Gorilla Glue in the group my eyelash problem. And I was like, I don't understand what we're doing, but I get it now. You know, did you guys look up that picture I put in the show notes of Goldie Hawn's hand back to the hand?
No, but I thought of that. Yeah.
I didn't want to like just post it because I'm not trying to shame Goldie Hawn.
We'll have
I'm
to have a
shame
public
her
apology.
Photographer.
Yeah.
But I did sneak it in the show notes. All right. You can go back to the cleaning episode and look. I mean, it's really bad.
Man.
I'll talk about it twice on the podcast, but I won't click post.
It seems more secretive here. Goldie Hawn surely is not listening to our podcast, but
you
might
know,
stumble
guys.
Across the post. Yeah, so we need to start using eye cream on our hands is the answer.
You got to make sure to put it on your neck, too. Like, not eye cream, but, like, make your moisturizer go down there.
Décolletage.
On the décolleté. Décolleté. I don't know what's happening.
Décolleté.
Oh, okay.
Déclot.
No.
Moisturize your déclot. Gross.
Okay, well, I want to quickly read an iTunes review and remind the ladies that we are still giving out decals for those of you who email hello@momstrugglingwell.com. Today's iTunes review comes from Sarah EMH. Okay, I've been listening for at least a couple of years now, and I have loved all of the past content. I've loved Emily's interviews and Bible studies, and I've learned so much and grown so much, but I always look forward to Struggling Sisters and Problem Solve because they were the laughter and escape that I needed. So Katie and Rebecca joining Emily permanently has been a dream come true for me. She wants more Yulia. That's what she said.
We all do, okay? I don't know why she dropped us like a hot Russian staple food item, but she surely did.
Oh, she wants more of her international perspective to round out the show. But seriously, I love the three of you. So positive, real, funny, and offer great perspectives. Please keep doing what you're doing because I am here for it. So the reviews do make a difference. Podcasting can feel very... lonely, which sounds like I'm a baby, but Man, are we alone back here behind these microphones.
We surely are.
iTunes reviews make it feel less silly.
Yeah.
For sure.
If you want to continue the conversation, we can all be found on the gram. I'm at Kate Ordway.
I'm afraid of saying mine this time after the content of this podcast. I'm at Rebecca Smith online, but just be nice.
Oh, yeah. You know.
And I am at Mom Struggling Well, and I'm having a hard time getting on Instagram, so you can say whatever you want to me. It's fine. Anyway, just kidding. I'm going to try to be better. Yeah. I say that all the time. Katie's like, oh, okay, well, nobody believes you now.
I think that it's great. If you're not into the Instagram, I think it's really great that you're not on it that much if you're not feeling it.
Same.
Okay?
Okay.
And well, I don't think that anyone's going to say anything mean because this is all very personal.
It's true. Yeah.
And we're allowed to have personal opinions.
We can wager how many people are going to be super rude. But that's fine. They're in a very rude place and we are in a very honest place. So anywhoozle. So what will your strategy to struggle well be this week based on some of the real interesting content we've dropped? Maybe you do what Katie does and go see a magician / dietitian. I cannot wait to tell all of my dietitian friends at work that they may, in fact, be magicians instead. Maybe you just engage and wrestle with God about things that make you uncomfortable like we are. We would encourage you to do that, and I think he would as well. Maybe you get some shoes that can fold in half. It's important that they do. I don't know why still. Maybe you get a mascara primer to get those eyelashes out of your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you switch to progressive, like Rebecca. Maybe you should moisturize your declot. It's a really gross word. So moisturize it. It makes it less gross. Don't be an animal. But do go ahead and share this episode with moms who are struggling well and not so well in your life. Please do it. It helps us. Your recommendations make such a big difference to us and to the moms that you share us with.
So make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss the next main show coming in 2 weeks where we are going to be talking about marriage.
I really loved the marriage one.
Yeah.
We already recorded it. I already forgot. Cool.
Yep. Yeah. We did a problem solved marriage. Right.
We surely did. Cool. Well, thanks, right. Ladies. We'll talk to you later.
Bye. I feel better.
I feel worse.
Oh, no. 'Cause we're all in this together. Just mom struggling well.